Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor and the adoration. Blessed be your name. Thank you because you are faithful. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Breathe upon this service today. We worship and honor and adore you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat.
The Lord over this place, the Spirit is moving. All over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation for the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophets said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea,
all of this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All of this place, as the prophets said it should be.
Put your right hand everywhere. Something is happening. Something is erupt. Yes. Yes. That's right. Something is breaking. Something is giving way.
Something is turning. Something is changing. Something is shifting. Something is moving.
Jesus, precious name. Lift that right hand up and maintain quietness.
As a prophet said it should be. In this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the water covers the sea.
Blessed be your name. Get set for an overnight encounter. Something definitely must change between now and tomorrow. Something definitely must change between now and tomorrow. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We have started dealing with the ministry of song in the first session in the morning, part one. And this night will be part two of the ministry of song. First Chronicles chapter 6. Verse 30. Shimeah his son, Haggai his son, Asaiah his son. And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord. After that, the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing. Until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then they waited on their office according to their order. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' name. First Chronicles chapter 25 as well, verse 5. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of the Lord with cymbals and psalteries, harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm getting increasingly convinced that God is set to do the kind of things we haven't seen before in ministry. About a night vigil ago, we had the testimony of a young man, 2 night vigils ago, who was born with congenital defect in the lungs that affected his breathing. And he said, in the course of ministry, I stood there and he saw me where he was over in the crowd, laid hands on him, breathed upon him. He had been under 50% oxygen perfusion. Battling, he died, he has died many times and come back. That night, God literally gave him brand new lungs, breathing restored. They were meant to go to India for a surgery of about 18 million or something. That same night, a woman testified of her child that had like 4 holes in the heart. She entered a trance while the administration was on, saw me like doing a surgery on the child. That was it. That child was healed, stood on her feet. Child that couldn't stand for up to 5 minutes was taken to the hospital. The doctors couldn't believe what has happened. Holes in the heart closed. Surgery worth millions. Cardiothoracic surgery canceled. Child normal. That same night, a little child born blind, brought in here, had one encounter with that child outside there. The blinded eyes opened. And surgery again of the eyes cancelled. The last Tuesday healing and deliverance service, we saw diverse healings. The 7-year-old boy told God, the only thing I want you to do for me for my 7th birthday is to give me my eyes back. Let my eyes see again. God healed that child. In Asaba this weekend, a child had a depressed skull fracture. Motorcycle knocked him down. And he became paralyzed and vegetative, like a vegetable, for the last 4 to 5 years. Can't move, can't walk, can't lift the hand. At that crusade, the power of God hit him. Child walked. There are 2 numerous. A woman who married as a blind woman had been blind for 50 years. Power hit her. She began to vibrate. She said, she saw ants coming from the eyes. Ants coming from the eyes. As she came under power just 4 or 5 days ago in her Sabbath crusade, she stood up from her seat and walked all the way to the front by herself. The daughter she had does not know her. They don't know. The daughter knows her, but she doesn't know the daughter. The wife, the husband married her as a blind woman. Took care of all the children when she gave birth to the children, to the child. We are in the days where God is set to do the incredible, the unusual, the unbelievable. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the things that have not entered into the heart of man. And I believe that the same applies to every realm of ministry. The ministry of songs and the ministry of the word. In the morning we said, there are many musicians that are Christians. But there are very few ministers in song. They can be musicians that are Christians or Christian musicians, but there are very few ministers of song. We went through and we identified three things that make us to know the assignment of the ministers of song. Number one, we said their first assignment is to create passion and hunger for God in the earth. Your ministry is not successful as a worshiper until passion is being created and hunger for God in the hearts of men. Number two, we said their assignment is to create and multiply worship as well as worshipers in the earth. That is your assignment and your ministry. And your ministration is to lead to an explosion of worshipers as well as worship in the earth. Not entertainment. Worshipers and worship. Number three, he says the assignment is to unleash the manifest presence of God in the earth. Everybody knows when they enter into the presence of God, including the worst atheist, to unleash the manifest presence of God in the earth. I am going to rush through the rest because of time. Number four assignment is to create the climate of the supernatural. The climate of the supernatural. Dash, miracles, signs, and wonders. The assignment of the ministers of song or ministers in song is to create such a climate where the supernatural is natural. We saw in Psalm 22 and in verse 3, say, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And in Psalm 89, verse 15, blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of thy countenance. Now, we know that anywhere God is, the supernatural is natural. And they went and God went with them. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Walking with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Everywhere God is, signs and wonders are natural. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. What is our duty? What is our assignment? Create that climate. You know, the miracle took place at the lake called Gennesaret. Do you know that Gennesaret is literally a worship word? It is a place, Hebrew, Greek word for the twanging of the harp. It's more like the place of worship. At that place, the miracle of multiplication happened. Beloved brothers and sisters, the time has come where songs should begin to raise the dead. Where songs. You remember the testimony we heard from Lafia. Where a sister's brother died. And the doctor said, oh, we don't know what to do anymore, and so on and so forth. Come and carry your... You remember the testimony? Come and carry your brother or something. And they say, am I mortuary or am I mortuary attendant? Am I ambulance? But they went and carried the child and they were playing the traditional worship. And when it came to the place where it said, Kokunozuo, speak the word, let the storm be still. And then the dead jerked back to life. The sister of that person is also a nurse. returned him back to the hospital. Unbelievable, incredible. One woman, not one, two, not two, three, went to the hospital. And they said the baby in the womb does not have enough amniotic fluid to swim inside. The fluid, the water, was dry. Oligohydramnios. That will affect the child. That can totally just flush out that baby. And I think they wanted to do an intervention and bring out the child or something. And she began to sing, "In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water, Lord, let me see your power and glory." I sing. In a dry and thirsty land, while the song continued to be sung, suddenly the water began to flow, and suddenly the water was restored back into the dry and thirsty uterus. We can continue on and on and on and on and on. You are always there to help me. Even when I can't see you. Even when I can't feel you. I still have faith in your word that you are always there. That was the song that that girl was singing when she was kidnapped and taken inside the forest between Orion and Benin. And sat among with others, placed her head in between her legs, singing, "You are always there to help. You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I still have that you are all." While she sang the song and lifted up her eyes, next place she found herself was on the highway. Lagos, Benin Express Road, by the military checkpoint. But I'm telling you, in the days to come, we are going to see things that will shock us. Let us trust God for worship, for music, that creates such a climate that makes the supernatural natural. I think people have testified of, "You are always there to help me," almost more than every other song now. Almost on every count. To create the climate of the supernatural. One day, I was playing the saxophone in a church in Lagos just before preaching. And then, under like 10 minutes, God has touched people. And among those healed on the spot was blinded eyes, completely blind, two eyes. The other day, I spoke prophetically that God was releasing children to women. And then someone said the instrument I was playing, that playing the flute on that instrument, while the sound was coming out, babies were flowing out of the sound. In a vision, a sound that was coming, but it was babies that was flowing onto women. I prophesy today, in the name of Jesus, in this season that we are in, the supernatural shall be natural in your life. Shall be natural in your life. Shall the Lord say amen. What is our assignment of the ministers in song? To create the climate of the supernatural. Number five, to create the climate of divine encounters and visitations. The climate of divine encounters and visitations. That is, somebody encountered God because of a song. God visited them. God stepped into their room. God stepped into their space. When
We already saw Psalm 22 verse 3 and Psalm 89 verse 15. That is, the Lord literally stepped down, stepped into their space. I can't remember the number of testimonies where someone said, I was worshiping in this song or listening to that song or worshiping in this or that, and I fell asleep while the worship was on, and I had this kind of experience or that kind of experience. Diverse, drastic, divine encounters. Assignment of the minister in song is to make divinity encounter humanity. Encounter, not just feeling his presence, but giving them the platform of encounters. Making it easy for God to meet man. Making it easy for God to encounter man. A man texted me yesterday from Holland, the white man, how he was listening to one of the ministers ministering here yesterday, and then he said he was in tears where he was. All the way from Amsterdam. I am talking about people. While I was worshiping, I fell into a trance. While this song was on, I fell into a trance. A man who came from Warri some time ago had an undiagnosable medical condition. And he said, the pain was too much. And he began to sing or play the song. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fears. For I've found in you a friend that I can trust. And then when he came to this line, that is why you will remain my great physician. The great physician showed up. He showed up and began to operate him where the affliction was. That is why you will remain my great physician. That is why you will remain my great physician. That is why you will remain. But he took out the affliction that couldn't be helped medically. And this affliction tormented him every 2 or 3, 2 a.m. in the night. Affliction, it was an unbearable pain. I think the man once said he wanted to die. That is why you will remain my great physician. Once that line appeared, the great physician said, I am here. And I want to confirm to you that I am your great physician. And took out that affliction. Beloved brothers and sisters, I prophesy to you today, in the season where we are, the great physician shall show himself in your life. He shall show himself in your family. He shall show himself in your destiny. And I can assure you, there are testimonies and encounters that songs produced that we have heard nothing about yet. And if you have, please let us know urgently. Encounters, testimony at dynamis.org. In fact, we can do one for the songs particularly. Because we have had series of these encounters happening. And this is a major assignment that we have. But for every music minister present here, I'd like you to get ready, because you are going to be shocked at what God is about to begin to do all around the world. Where people will be saying, you started singing and this and that happened to my life. Shout the loudest amen. Number 6 is connected to number 5. The ministering song is to create the climate of deliverance and liberty. Create the climate of deliverance and liberty. That is, chains break, prison doors open. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 23, while David played for Saul, the spirit of madness departed from Saul. He was serving as a minstrel. In Psalm 32 and in verse 7, he said, thou at my hiding place, you shall preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. You will compass me about with songs of deliverance. In Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25, Paul and Silas, as they ministered, as they prayed, and then sang in the prison, all of a sudden, the prison doors opened.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, he said, where? 2 Corinthians 3, 17, he said, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When we worship, the atmosphere of the Spirit is created. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. People come into church services with chains. It was a robot of blessed memory who said, on every pew, there sits a broken-hearted person. If the pew contains seven people, out of that light row of seats, at least one person is in need of being mended. Is in need of being delivered. Is in need of being set free. Is in need. And this is a major assignment of the minister in song, to create that climate of liberty. In fact, liberty is already happening. And then when the word comes, then the liberty is perfected. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Number seven is to create the climate of breakthrough. That is dissolving limitations and creating openings. Is to create the climate of breakthrough. Songs are to tear down walls. In Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20, when the people shouted and the trumpeters trumpeted, the wall of Jericho collapsed on the spot. Songs are to dissolve battles. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20 all the way to verse 24, we saw in the battle of Jehoshaphat, yes, go on ahead. The battle of Jehoshaphat. They consulted with the people, appointed singers unto the Lord, and these singers, ministers in song, the ministry of songs, they began to sing, and as they began to sing, the enemy began to fight themselves. While you are standing on any altar in the world, as a music minister, demons will begin to fight each other while you are singing. Did you hear what I said? Witches will begin to collide with witches. Occultic people versus occultic people. Native doctors versus native doctors. Enemy against enemy. Because one slender guy is standing and singing. Ay, 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 ay. Am I communicating? It is revelations that produce manifestations. If you don't know it, you can't show it. It is because the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us, and they belong to our children. If you move with revelation, you spark revolutions. One day the Holy Spirit told me, believe in God. And believe in what you believe. Believe in what you believe. Have faith in your faith. So I said, what is the meaning of that? He said, you must be convinced that your faith will work. If you are not sure that what you believe is workable, you are wasting your time. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It makes you move like a mad lion. It makes you move like a truck that has no brake. I believe in God, and I believe that my belief will produce. I believe I have faith in God, and my faith is that my faith will not fail. My faith is that my faith will work. My faith is that my faith will produce. And nobody can believe in you like you. And if you don't believe in you, nobody has the right to believe in you. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so were we in their sight. So they were grasshoppers to themselves first. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. They were grasshoppers to themselves first. So nobody can buy you higher than what you are willing to sell yourself. They can't price you higher than the price you are offering your life. None. So this is very, very important. Every time you step up, either to share or whatever it is that is your assignment, just understand what you are there to do. Let the revelation of your manifestation or ministration be clear to you, so that you step from there and you are convinced you didn't waste your time. Say amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loud most amen. Assignment is to create a climate of breakthrough, dissolving limitations, occasioning victory in battle for the people. Do you know what I'm about to ask you? For those who stand to minister, when was the last time someone said, "I heard your song ministration and my doors opened"? I heard, while I sat under that ministration, the battle ended. I know my God will turn it around. I can see my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. Pastor Joseph, do you remember when that song came out newly? Somebody testified in Lokoja that she was confronted by a demon in the dream. And the demon, like a fat, short demon like that, confronted her in the dream. And she remembered the song, "I know my God will turn it around." And then the demon began to rotate. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times the demon turned around and he landed and was roasted. And that was her. I know my God will turn it around. Not turn demon around. But the demon began to turn around, rotate. What rotundic devil? I know my God will turn it around. Demon, you are in the wrong place today. Hey! Hey! What of the man that was sacked and sacked for about 3 years? And he has already been moved. He was working in Port Harcourt. Sacked. You remember the testimony? Came already not. I know my God will turn it around. The same place that sacked him for that he wasn't qualified, they reinstated him and promoted him. And paid him back the money he was owed. Beloved, everywhere there is unction, there must be action. Anything that carries the unction carries the action. I am telling you, my brothers and my sisters, we are in the season right now where the unction is about to produce the action. Action in your life, action in your family, action in your destiny, action wherever you are located. Shout the loudest, amen. The loudest, amen. Amen. At the top of your voice. I will be through in the next 2 minutes because of time. Let's take number 8 and probably continue tomorrow. To create the climate of breakthrough. And finally, for tonight, to create the prophetic climate of direction and guidance. The ministers of song are a part of a prophetic company, creating the prophetic climate of direction and guidance. As the minstrel played, Elisha said, "But now bring me a minstrel." 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord." While the minstrel played, he heard what God was saying and declared what God was saying as the minstrel played. When we sing, people should hear God. When we play, people should hear something. There are many times they heard our voice, and that is very good. Beautiful voice. Highs, lows. Very, very good. Reeves, runs, pitches. They heard everything but God. They had skillful playing, but God. They had skillful singing, but God. But those days are over forever. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most, amen. If you are saying amen, shout amen at the top of your voice. In Acts chapter 13 and in verse 1 to 2, we heard how the prophets and teachers were there in Antioch. And then they in verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, they heard something while ministration to the Lord was happening. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29, he said, "You shall have a song. You shall have a song as in the night when the holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart. As when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel." And he said, "And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard." Your ministry, our ministry of song, is designed to make it easy for people to hear from God. Did you hear what I just said? Make it easy for people to hear from God. Frequency modulation. Tuning is a spiritual tuner for people to easily receive guidance, easily receive direction from God. If it is not while they are listening to what you are ministering, when they go beyond what you ministered there, the song continues to linger in their heart. How many of you know that songs have a way of lingering? In fact, they have a way of lingering far more than message. How many of you can confirm that? Number of songs you remember versus number of messages you remember. Right? Right. It has a way of lingering in your mind and in your heart. And let that lingering produce a direction overnight. A direction in the dream. A direction in revelation. Beloved, brothers and sisters, the time is short, and it is important to make sense on time. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Entertainment is plenty, but impertainment, you remember the word? Impertainment is scarce. Impartation that gives people the attainment of their destiny is very, very scarce. People are not looking for more entertainment. How many of you ever heard that somebody went to a nightclub, he danced until he got healed? It's the opposite that happened. Or somebody went to a music show, worldly music, or a music show, just general music show, jamboree kind of music show. And then he danced until he heard God. Or until a devil left. No, devil didn't leave. Devil entered for some of those places. So the world is not looking for more entertainment. And that is why it's a tragedy when the church tries to copy the world. What we have, the world can't offer it. Am I communicating? If we have music programs, it far exceeds any music program the world can ever have. That is correct. Hallelujah. It's a new day for us. Is somebody going to receive a touch from God tonight? Lift up your right hand and receive that touch. Just go ahead and appreciate Him for what you have received. Blessed be your name. Will you stand up on your feet everywhere you are? And just lift your hands high in an attitude of worship. High up. High up. We are in a climate of divine encounters. Lift it high up. High up above your head. Someone here, that day you've been waiting for is today. Lift the hands high. Close your eyes. Somebody who has been looking for a divine encounter. You say, Lord, you've been touching others. I haven't had such an encounter that changes my life. It's happening right now. Somebody trusting God for a clear direction in one area of your life or the other. It's happening right now. A liberty, a deliverance is happening for somebody right now. An opening is happening for somebody, a breakthrough. A limitation is collapsing for somebody right now. Bodily, physical healing. A lump is disappearing, a pain from the breast area is disappearing, the right breast. Whether you are here in person or you are watching online, it's disappearing right now. A spinal condition is getting healed right now. Lungs, somebody's lungs is receiving heat right now. Whether it's asthma or bronchiectasis or bronchitis, it's receiving heat right now. Lift your hands high. Father, let the fire fall. Divine encounter. That's right. God is taking somebody on a journey now. I see fresh oil like gold pouring on someone. I see keys handed over to somebody else. I see doors opening for another person. Lift your hands high. The town of fire. You bring the hand on your head and scream, I receive. God is going to give ministers a turnaround in ministry. That which is pressing in your heart for God to do now is happening. Lift your hands high. Father, give us an intervention. Intervention. At the count of five. Shakola barada gabadabi. Receive the turnaround of his power. Receive an encounter. Receive deliverance. Receive healing. In the name of Jesus. One, two, three.
fall. Are you ready? Get ready, get ready. Somebody's music ministry and somebody else's ministry, word ministry, is shifting to another level. Apostolic ministry, shifting to another level. That's a helper there. Help him there. That's right. Apostolic ministry shifting in level. Prophetic ministry shifting in level. Pastoral ministry shifting in level. Evangelistic ministry shifting in level. Have that man there. At the count of five, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. And something is happening to you now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And give him the honor and give him the adoration, give him the worship. Thank you, Master. Take your seat 1 minute. Within this interval, God has given diverse people different encounters, visitations, healings, deliverance, and diverse manifestations of God's power. Very, very quickly, I'll be able to take up to 5 or 10 sharply before we close. Something happened to you. Stand up on your feet and quickly come forward. Within this interval of ministration, God gave you an encounter, gave you a touch, a visionary encounter, a revelatory encounter. You came out of a pit, came out of a grave. Something came on you physically, something you saw, not just you felt. Something that God showed you that happened tangibly. Quick, physically come forward. I'll take the first 5 to 10 people that come. Come forward, madam. Ooh.
This is Brother Michael Abapasa. He said, while you were making declarations that God was giving people ministerial gifts, callings are coming alive, pastoral mantles are dropping, he saw fire drop on his hands, fire on his hands. And he came under power. He knows that his calling will begin to find expression from now.
Fire. Help the woman. Oh, dear.
Our sister Rachel Salifu says she's a gospel minister. That about a couple of years ago, she had an attack and lost that grace upon her life. Has 7 children, all of them gospel ministers too. While you stood and made declarations, she said, suddenly the power of God came upon her, and as it were, a being made a very loud sound and left her. And then she felt very light and free.
Every demon of limitation that has limited your life, limited your destiny, and limited your assignment, today they are released out of your life and they are gone forever. Shout the loudest amen.
Brother Ohando said, at the shout of I receive, he saw fire burning on his both hands. And he knows that something has just happened to him drastically.
It's done. In Jesus' precious name. Who took this one? Yes.
Sir, this is a very drastic encounter that our brother Ugochukwu had. He said while you were ministering in songs, singing that song as a prophet said it should be all over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. He said in an encounter he saw ancient mantles, Elijah and Moses, coming down from the altar, carrying the ark with a flaming sword on it and a crown, a golden crown on the ark, coming from the altar while you were ministering.
How did he know it was Elijah and Moses? It was written on their cloth. Golden color, what they were wearing on their sashes.
Said it came heavily under power on them.
With a kind of glory on it. They descended with the ark of the covenant, the presence of the Lord, with mantles that are ancient.
Yes.
I prophesy to somebody here today, every mantle that is ancient, that is needed by you now, is released. Is released. Fresh mantle, fresh fire, fresh grace. Take it. Yes.
Sir, Brother Thomas said, while you were making the declaration,
it's happening everywhere still,
concerning financial mantle, the Lord opened his eyes. He saw money and he felt a touch on him, and that voice told him, he said, it is a touch for financial opening, a touch for job opening.
Everybody who is trusting God for financial releases, stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy today from this conference, wherever your money is tied, they are released. The days of scarcity and shortage are over forever. What is yours, no devil can keep back anymore. Under the next 72 hours, somebody's job opening is released. Somebody's financial opening is released. Money they are owing you before now is released into your hands. Yes.
You are worthy.
Sir.
Yes.
This is Mrs. Salome. She had suffered bleeding for 1 year and growth on a private region for 1 year.
Oh, Lord.
While the flute was on, the power of God touched through her system. Growth is gone.
Growth disappeared.
The bleeding ceased.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Every mountain in your life disappears now. Disappears now. Disappears now. Every mountain in your life disappears right now.
Yes. Go on, go on, go on, go on.
Yes, sir. Sister Micah told me while we were playing the flute, a hand came upon her. She fell under the anointing and she quickly received the song. She wrote it down.
Incredible. Fresh grace. Fresh oil. Yes.
All right. Father, thank you for everyone here today. I give you the praise, I give you the honor for all that has been received. Lift up your two hands, people, everywhere you are. That's right. Fire pouring on people and falling over the anointing. Oh, that's the spirit of death struggling with breathing, and now life has come. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of death just left that woman. Thank you, Master. Every arrow of death, anywhere they came from, they are retrieved and refired back to hell. Stand up on your feet now. He has one more. What?
Sir?
Sir, she said she was pregnant for 7 months. And a few weeks ago, she went to the hospital to check her normal routine. And the pregnancy is nowhere to be found. That before now, there's this old woman that used to appear to her. And the moment she appears, the pregnancy will disappear. So this episode happened. While the flute was on, she saw the same woman run out of her. I don't believe that.
Every stranger in your body, in your life, in your destiny, every such stranger, they are arrested and returned back to hell. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are, and lift up your two hands. The rest of you, your testimonies are permanent. We'll hear from you later. Lift up your two hands. Just appreciate God for what you received. Appreciate God. Lift your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship, the supremacy, the dominion. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands higher. Anywhere you are tonight, if you have not given your life to Jesus, you have not surrendered yourself to God, you know that Jesus is not Lord over your life. You want me to pray for you to make your ways right with Jesus. You pray this prayer with me anywhere you are right now. And say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.